I'm going to start out with one more travel story from our trip over the weekend. We all came back from Southern California in 2 weeks out of Cowboys training camp. And on Friday, we were talking briefly about my hotel stay. And George, you said that I seem to have the worst luck with my neighbors in hotels.
Yeah, it always seems like you have loud kids running up and down the hallway or someone who's above you that drops a lot of random items on the floor, like bowling balls and, I don't know, whatever makes noise.
It really is amazing, and I don't know why I seem to run into this bad luck at every hotel I stay at, and others it never happens to. But I told you the story on Friday morning about that Thursday night, our last night in our hotel at training camp, and I had a really noisy next-door neighbor. Now, I was on the top floor, so I didn't have anybody above me, thank God, because that's usually where the noise comes from. But my next-door neighbor had kids going crazy, and I think they had two rooms, so they were always in the hall going from one room to another and making tons of noise, and the parents were there, but the parents weren't doing anything about it, so I finally had to call hotel security. I ended up getting 90 minutes of sleep that night. That's the night Gordo also got like an hour of sleep. So I was running on fumes and I was ticked, and I hate that situation because I process all noise when I'm going to sleep. Any little noise in my house or in a hotel, I process it, and then I have to listen for it until it's not there anymore. It's a mental illness. I admit that.
What if you had the consistent noise? Do you have the noise maker, like the
yes.
ocean sound?
Yeah, a lot of people suggested I get a white noise machine. I have one of those. I just didn't have it
on
the road.
Yeah.
But what I did on the road was I've got a white noise app on my phone, and I would turn that on every night. But in the hotel room, the white noise app was not nearly loud enough to drown out the kids and the door slamming and all of that. So I called hotel management that night. They sent security eventually, and they handled it, but I got no sleep. So Friday, I'm running on fumes all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I graciously got you guys a rideshare lift
driver in the history of
to Santa Barbara while I took the car and went further north to Solvang, and I was going to do a weekend of bike rides up there before I flew back to Dallas. So I check into this hotel in Solvang.
No way.
Keep in mind, 90 minutes of sleep. And the room wasn't ready, so I eventually came back and said, yeah, we have your room ready now. And they said, you're on the ground floor if that's okay. And I paused and I said, it was three stories. I said, is there anything on the top floor? No, I'm sorry. This ground floor room is the only thing that's open right now, and it doesn't look like we have anything open on the top floor. We're booked solid this weekend. Okay, I'll take the ground floor. Now, I know what I'm potentially in for here. That means somebody is above me. So I check into the room, go out to dinner that night. I come back, and I'm so tired. It's about 8 o'clock, and I want to go to bed. So I get in bed, I would say 8:30, perfectly quiet, peaceful hotel room. Then about 8:40, and I haven't quite fallen asleep. It was one of those that I was so tired that I did fall asleep for like a minute immediately, but kind of woke back up. Now I got to get back to sleep. 10 minutes after I go to bed, above me I hear boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh my God, whoever's above me just came back from dinner or whatever it is. And then it is nonstop for about the next 30 to 45 minutes. And it sounds like kids running, like there were at least two kids running. So it was always, there'd be 5 seconds of silence and then boom, 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 boom. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Running and jumping on the bed, probably.
And then every once in a while, it must have been them jumping off the bed, because every once in a while it would be a boom.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
So after 30 or 45 minutes, and these ceilings are kind of low, I stand up on my bed, and I take my fist, and I pound on the ceiling a few times.
That's one of your most interesting moves. You've done that up here when we had construction.
I'm returning fire.
I don't know if that does any good,
though.
Yeah,
I don't think it does any good.
I don't think it does, because the noise just continues. So
but it makes him feel like he's doing something.
So eventually I called the front desk and I complained. And I said, is there a gymnasium above me?
I'm sorry, sir.
Because it sounds like there's a basketball game going on or a gymnastics competition.
You don't have a gymnastics team?
That was such a loaded statement. Excuse me, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Is there a gymnasium above me? Just waiting for them to grab that bait.
There's not? Okay, good.
Because I tell you why I'm saying it.
So she says, okay, we'll take care of it. For the next 30 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And then you can every once in a while hear the heavier steps of an adult. And I'm like, what are they doing up there? Seriously, what do people do in a hotel room? When I come in,
I don't know.
I walk over, I put my change down, my wallet down, I may walk over to the bathroom, and then I come back and I sit in bed and watch TV. There's not much to do in a hotel room.
Right. And I don't understand why they tune those floors like a snare drum head.
Right.
Why? It seems like there should be some quiet floor technology that we would be putting in buildings now.
Exactly. I feel like these hotels that I'm staying in are built in 1940 or 1950, and they just had very primitive technology. I don't know. So I call back to the front desk.
Can I ask another question?
In the last 30 minutes, have they installed a gymnasium above me?
No, sir.
Are the Golden State Warriors practicing tonight?
Another one.
All right.
Okay.
So I don't think they did anything the first time I called. Well, now it's about 10 o'clock. And they said, okay, don't... Which is midnight our time. Keep in mind, I had 90 minutes of sleep the night before. So now I got somebody different at the front desk, and he said, okay, we'll take care of it. And then when we hung up, I immediately heard their phone ring upstairs. So that guy did call them.
Okay.
And after that, the noise stopped. All right, I fall asleep. I get a good night's sleep. Do my thing the next day, come back to that room the next night. Same thing. I have a really early flight on Sunday morning, so I'm going to bed about the same time, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I swear to the Lord in heaven, the exact same thing happens the next night.
No way.
I'm in bed for about 10 minutes. All is quiet, and I'm thinking, thank God they moved out today. They're not there anymore.
The Golden State Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors. 10 minutes later, the Golden State Warriors show up again, and it is the exact same thing. Boom, 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 boom. And I can't believe it.
Can I ask you a question? Is Simone Biles staying up ahead?
So now I immediately jump up, and I'm pounding on the ceiling, and nothing stops. And so I have to call the front desk again. Same thing. It takes forever for them to actually call the room or go up to the room and tell the people to be quiet.
Well, you could call the room, couldn't you?
Gordon, I did call the room.
Uh-oh.
No, now we're escalating.
Did you pretend to be the front desk?
No. The front desk handled things that evening eventually after another 90 minutes of noise and chaos. And
now speak to Steve Kerr, please. Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, who?
So they handle the noise and chaos, and then we all go to sleep. And then for my 6 a.m. flight, my 4 a.m. alarm goes off.
Retaliation.
And that's when I called their room.
You're about to leave. Why are you doing that as you're leaving?
It was the most joyous moment of my life. I had all my bags ready, and I walked over to the phone, and at 4:04, I dial their room. It rings twice. I can hear it through the ceiling.
Four in the morning,
and I hear the dad, hello. And I'm just silent, and then, hello?
Yes, are you a member of the Golden State Warriors?
I didn't say anything. I just kept him on long enough to know that I had woken him up, and then I hung up, got my bags quickly, and made an exit out the side door.
Gosh, you're evil. If you were more evil, you would have said,
I suggest you leave your room immediately.
And then hear them all scramble and get out of the room.
Yeah.
Or,
I'm watching you. I'm watching you right now.
Yeah.
Boy.
He's done that before.
He must have thought about saying that.
So that's the story I wanted to tell you from another hotel room disaster.
Incredible.
All right, 5:48 on the ticket. Coming up next, she is at it again. We're here.